T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We do have another guest coming up after Richard Blumenthal, and that'll be at 8:50.
Yeah, it's Mike Anthony from The Current will come on to talk about his New Year's Day column and things going on in the world of sports. He's probably got a few thoughts to share about the UConn men's dismal performance last night. But right now, we welcome in the senior senator from the state of Connecticut, Richard Blumenthal. Senator, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you for having me. Great way to start the new year.
You are hitting the road running today with two appearances. 11 o'clock at the LOB in room 1B, you will talk about $1.5 billion in federal funding to combat the opioid overdose crisis, which is, and you know, Senator, it's kind of unusual. Ray and I have talked about this. It seemed like opioids came out of nowhere.
Well, the crisis, as many of us know, and you know too, has been building for a while.
Yeah.
But there has been a spike in recent years from 357 deaths in 2012 to more than 1,000 in each of the last 2 years. So this epidemic and the spike in deaths has hit us recently, and it requires an increased commitment that I think there's generally consensus we need to do, but the resources so far at the federal level have not been forthcoming. This $1.5 billion is a increase of about $0.5 billion, but what's needed is really a much greater commitment, and that's why I have been supporting the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, which would provide $100 billion over 5 years and enable us really to meet this crisis.
You know, the hard thing is, and we've talked to people in the recovery business, helping people get away from this, and apparently it is really, really, really addictive from what we understand. Very hard habit to break.
That is an understatement. As much as you have put it very powerfully, it is very, very difficult, as it is with any addictive substance, and there's no one-size-fits-all in terms of treatment and recovery, but I've held roundtables all around the state of Connecticut. What's really heartbreaking is the numbers of young people who become addicted after they start on opioid prescriptions, painkillers that they need for sports injuries or surgeries, or they just start casually, and then they go from one addictive substance to another. And so you're absolutely right. There's no panacea, no magic cure.
What exactly would your bill do, this particular bill? Are we talking about prevention? Are we talking about treatment? What are some of the aspects of this thing?
All of the above, because really what's necessary is a multifaceted attack. Prevention is tremendously important. Reducing the use of powerful painkillers, they have a role. They're important in treating some illnesses, particularly end of life. But the numbers of prescriptions in this country for painkillers, whether it's OxyContin or other opioids, is really beyond any other country in the world. But more than prevention, we also need treatment, more recovery resources, the kinds of prescription medicine that will enable people to transition off of fentanyl and other opioids, and the kinds of centers that we have here in Connecticut. Some of the nonprofits that are operating need greater support. You know, the McCall Center in Torrington, or the hospitals around the country, Community for Addiction Recovery. These kinds of nonprofits need greater support.
And we should. This is a bill that's already been passed, correct?
The $1.5 billion has been passed. The Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act still needs to be passed because it would provide a greater commitment to expand access to medication that's used in treatment, as well as increase the number of hospital emergency departments that have access to the recovery coaches and other kinds of resources that are available.
And then you get in the car, or maybe you're taking a helicopter, I don't know, because at 12:30 you'll be in Woodbridge at the Jewish Community Center to talk about the disturbing rise in anti-Semitic acts recently. God.
There's been a surge in anti-Semitic violence around the country, including in the New York, Connecticut, New Jersey region. Fortunately, Connecticut has been spared the most deadly of these attacks, such as have occurred in New York. But the point is that we want to come together and not only show solidarity, but kind of develop solutions. We will talk about the need for more resources to protection, security, police, and other kinds of protective measures for places of worship, not only synagogues and temples, but churches, other places of worship that, as we all know from the news, have been targets of the haters. The virus of hate has spread across this nation. We can debate about the causes, but the evidence of the virus impacting our society is undeniable. And so we're going to be getting together these faith leaders, other elected officials, and law enforcement so that we can develop solutions.
You know, and there was another attack last night on the streets of New York. So, you know, that's probably five, six straight days where we've had these knifing attacks, whatever, or just beatings, whatever it may be. This is pretty sick, I got to tell you, Richard.
It's sick and sickening. And let's be very blunt. The virus of hatred has always been there. It's not like it's just suddenly appeared from nowhere. But it takes good people coming together. More than the money is the sense of unity and community that I think was so powerful in West Hartford
the
other night. And I was so moved by the turnout of Muslim and Catholic leaders as well as Jewish leaders.
One other thing that you've been going after is this stupid, and as a sports person, I'm allowed to say that, this stupid Major League Baseball plan to take 42 franchises and diminish either their importance or eliminate them altogether. And obviously that's impacting us in our state because of the Norwich Sea Dragons.
The Norwich Sea Unicorns.
Unicorns, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Sea Dragons would be their minor league team.
Because they just changed their name, as you know, in December.
Right.
So here's the deal. And I'm not the sports expert. You guys are.
Others
around Connecticut. But here's what I know. My three sons and daughter, growing up, loved minor league baseball.
Right.
It is a family pastime, part of the American pastime. And these minor league teams really knit together our community. As you know, in Norwich, that team has contributed millions of dollars to charity. It has been just a wonderful place. I live in Fairfield County, but I used to go to games there, and I still do, in Dodd Stadium. And, of course, we have the Yardcoats. All around the country, 42 teams would be eliminated by Major League Baseball. They are penny-wise, pound-foolish. I think that's the nicest way to put it, because they're eliminating teams that are a source of talent, support for the game of baseball, and they're doing it just to save a few bucks, which in the long run is going to cost them, if only because they're going to be losing the talent that comes from these teams. And we all know, we've watched baseball players there, and I just think it's very unfortunate.
Senator, thanks for the time. Good luck today.
Happy New Year.
Travels from Hartford to Woodbridge, and we'll talk to you soon.
Happy New Year to you, and thanks so much for having me, as always.
Take care. Well, for a lot of kids, you know, baseball's not really in favor among young kids. This is one way to get at least a little contact.
Right.
So, and it's nice to have a yard goat show up playing pro. I like it big time. The big room.
Well, they're all pros.
Well, yeah, they're all
playing
pros.
Major
leagues. Yeah, major leagues. Okay. Playing the big room. All right. The show is what it's called.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.